Chris Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Tell me how long. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple other stories I've been watching on MERS News Service. Kind of interesting, the back and forth that's going on. The Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, basically put out a simple, short statement. The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission application to pause a judge's ruling to redraw the legislative maps was denied yesterday. A move, an attorney said, signals that an appeal will likely fail. The Supreme Court's order, their note simply stated, the application for stay presented to Justice Brett Kavanaugh and by him referred to this court is denied. Period. End of statement. That essentially means that not one of the nine justices thought it was worthy of the United States Supreme Court's attention. This according to John Bursch, who represents the Detroit voters who filed the lawsuit challenging the maps. You see, basically the black people in Detroit felt they were disenfranchised by the way the maps were drawn up, that they did not get enough representation from the state house and the state senate races of 2022. They took it to court. The court and the judge agreed. So basically, they took it to court, and the districting commission, the redistricting commission, said, we don't have enough time to redraw the maps based on the elections that are forthcoming. We don't have enough time to do it. The judge in the case said, too bad. These people were disenfranchised. You have to redraw these 13 districts, six Senate districts, seven House districts, a total of 13. There's only one problem. When you redraw the 13 districts, they then go out into other neighboring districts, forcing you to have to redraw those districts. The ripple effect of this, folks, like throwing a stone in a clear, still pond, when the stone hits, it creates ripples. And with those 13 districts screwed up, the entire state of Michigan is screwed up. Now, they're faced with having to draw the maps up over again. This is amazing. Because the attorney went on to say that this ruling from the Supreme Court by Justice Brett Kavanaugh denying their request for it to be considered by the United States Supreme Court does not preclude the commission from seeking an appeal. They attempted to do it all the way to the Supreme Court. They said, no, not worthy of our consideration. So where do they go now? The Michigan Supreme Court. Who controls the Michigan Supreme Court? The liberals. But here's the problem. This complaint, this lawsuit, is not being brought by Republicans. This lawsuit is not being brought by conservatives. This lawsuit's been brought by black people from Detroit. So how do the liberal justices on the Michigan Supreme Court rule? If they're truly liberal, progressive, communist Democrats, they're not going to want to disenfranchise black voters in Detroit. So they are in a conundrum that they cannot get out of. This is going to be interesting. Edward Woods III, the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission's executive director, said the commission, quote, will wait to hear what SCOTUS says about the appeal. What? You just heard what Justice Kavanaugh said. But that's not good enough? That doesn't signal to you how they're going to rule on this. But you're going to simply wait? The MICRC will continue its work to meet the deadline set by the U.S. District Court, Western District of the Michigan Southern Division, Wood said, which has given them a deadline to do this, folks, by February 2nd. You're talking a week from this Friday. We will continue to redraw fair maps with citizen input. We're happy to be in Detroit this week for in-person meetings to hear from all Michiganders, including those directly impacted by the reconfiguration of the seven districts for the House of Representatives, even though six other districts for state Senate were ruled as being unconstitutional because they violated the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. But the senators, you see, aren't on the ballot this year. So they don't have to be focused or dealing with redrawing the Senate district maps, only the seven House districts. Why? Because a three-judge federal panel ruled 13 Metro Detroit legislative state, Senate, and House maps were unconstitutional and violated the Equal Protection Clause because race was a predominant factor in the drawing up of those maps. The panel of judges, Judges Raymond Kethledge, Paul Maloney, and Janet Neff, said they were unconstitutional and had to be redrawn. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm going to reach out to Dare Rendon, and we'll get her added into the show here. I want to get her thoughts about what happened last night when she got elected to be the new chair of the 1st Congressional District. But I wanted to get that breaking news story in because it was so important to the maps, to what's happening, what's being court-ordered by judges. So we'll reach out to her right now and get her in. That story just came into the news feed, and I wanted to get it in to the show as soon as possible. So let's give Dare a call on her cell phone and see if we can get her connected into the show. Pretty interesting story, though. The maps have to be redrawn, period, end of conversation. Okay. They must be done. They must be done. They must be redrawn. Good morning, Dare. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Randy?
We're doing good. I understand you got elected to be the new chair of the 1st Congressional District Committee. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And want to get your input on basically as the new chair, what is your main mission right now? What are you laser focus on? What are you trying to do to unite everybody and to continue the work of being the chair for the 1st District?
Well, first and foremost, I believe any district chair should have as their goal for their district to elect Republicans in 2024. That is our number one goal, and it always should be.
One of the things I think is interesting, too, is I've researched and read bylaws and charters, and I've looked at the Michigan Republican Party. Their main function is to deal with statewide elections. This year, we have the presidential race and we have the U.S. Senate race. Then you look at the 13 congressional districts. They're responsible for getting their congressmen elected and state representatives who are on the ballot. State senators aren't on the ballot this year. And then a little bit of dealing with county commissioners. That's really kind of what most of the committees like to do. But most importantly, the county parties. They are responsible ultimately for school board races and county clerks and county commissioners and things like that. Do you see the 1st District having already enough money in its coffers as well as fundraising this year? Do you think you'll be able to actually do what you're supposed to do with regards to the 1st Congressional District?
Well, first of all, Randy, you should know that when it comes to elections, there's never enough money. That's just how it has always been. It
sure
takes a lot of money to run elections. It takes a lot of money to run, to campaign, and it takes a lot of money to get people to volunteer and do the things. There's a lot of candidates this year. But I'm very encouraged by the number of occasions that have already been put on calendars by the county parties to actually highlight some of these candidates and help them fundraise. I think that county parties here in the 1st District have been busy for a long time. We're
yep
helping them to build up. It's tough. There's 36 counties in this district.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of ways that the 1st District can help the county parties to be successful.
Excellent. Can I ask you to hold that thought? Hold that thought right there. We are up against a heartbreak there, Rendon. Ask you to stay through the break with us. Can you do that, Derek?
I can.
Okay, very good. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, staying on through the break, is Dare Rendon, the newly elected chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District for the Michigan Republican Party. And I apologize, Dare, we had a breaking news story I had to squeeze into the segment, so I apologize for calling you late. But I wanted to basically get from you where you see the vision of this, the leadership that you're going to bring, is the first district needs to really work with each one of these 36 county parties and help them do it at the local level. Is that one of your main goals, objectives?
Yes, that's correct. This is we're so diverse. And distance is not our friend sometimes. But going through COVID, we all learned how to use Zoom, and we learned how to use technology to our advantage so that we can communicate a lot better than we used to be able to. We are a force of our own here in Northern Michigan, but we are a lot different from the districts downstate. We communicate differently. We just are a different group of folks. And what we need to do is focus on the patriotic nature of the folks that make up our county parties. We need to give them the tools that they need to succeed. The last election cycle for new delegates and precinct delegates in 2022 got us a lot of new county chairs and a lot of new people who really don't understand the process. It's not an easy thing to absorb overnight. And I think we have neglected to help some of these parties learn some of the processes and the importance of the procedures that we already have in place. Learning some of those things is just one way that we can help, by teaching them, but also opening their eyes to how we can communicate and share talents, because that's just as important. We have a
Absolutely.
Lot of talented folks up here.
Yes.
So that's one of the goals that I think needs to be our main goal. We need to support our Michigan GOP, first and foremost, and that's where I believe the first district is headed. We support our party chair, Christina Caramo. We also passed a resolution for the first district to totally support her. That is where we're at. That is who we are. We support our county parties, but we support our state party as well.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to offer to you as chair of the first district is the ability to come on this show. We can turn the interviews into podcasts, and you can blast these out by emails. You can put them on the website for the First District, on their social media pages. But I want to offer that as a service to you as chairwoman for the First District, because I think accurate, true information with the right messaging that you want to get out to the folks needs to be heard. And I think we can use the radio station's technology with the podcasts and the ability to edit out commercials and things like that. We can get really short segments with you, and that's what we're basically doing today.
I appreciate that offer, Randy, and I'd like to take you up on it. We do need to get our message out there, and that's one of the things that we have not utilized as well as we should have. So going forward, I would certainly welcome that opportunity. People need information, but they also need the information that is accurate and true, not the manipulated propaganda that often gets spoon-fed to the masses because they have the dollars to do it.
Absolutely,
So thank you for that solid offer, and like I said, I'll be happy to take you up on it.
One of the other points I want to get to real quick is we are doing a Robert's Rules of Order class as well as a Michigan State Constitution class. It's going to be in St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd. I'll send you the flyer. I'd like you to offer it up to the state committee members. There's new ones, Roxanne Dufort. She's actually hosting the event for us in the Mackinac County Republicans. Kristen Marcus has already attended the class. He's also the new state committee member. Do you see this type of training being important for folks to attend?
Absolutely. I'm hoping to attend that event myself, so I look forward to being there. Roxanne is a tremendous resource to our committee, as well as Christian Marcus. And yes, having the background so that we know what our rights are. I know I've heard from people in other districts who are floundering a little bit because they don't know what they have in their district. We have to be very open. We have a bylaws. We have procedures that we have to follow. But we also need to know the other backgrounds that you have in order to have discourse and communication among the membership. You have to have a process that you follow. Robert's Rules of Orders is something that is basic knowledge for anyone who's in a meeting setting.
Absolutely. Well, Christina Cramo even mentioned it at Houghton Lake, is that type of training is so absolutely crucial to people. Precinct delegates, even like you say, new county chairs of all these county parties, we have new chairs everywhere in our listening area, and they need this information and this education. So I'll send you the flyer and hope to see you there. And one last thing I do want to ask, the website and or social media pages real quick for the 1st Congressional District.
The website for the 1st Congressional District, let me look. I'm at my computer right now, and I'm trying to figure out which one. I have it up. I believe it's I'm going to have to get that to you, Randy. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Okay, no problem. And do you guys have social media up as well?
Yes, we do. We have a website. We have Facebook presence. Yes, we do have social media. So
okay, very good.
I'll make sure to get those to you.
Get those to me. I'll announce it on the show tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, dear, you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Again, that was Dare Rendon, the new chair for the 1st Congressional District. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories of the 60s, 70s Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great and terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe